This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Bill Bush was here for the first segment. I had to step out for some head up north for some family stuff. He'll be back tomorrow. But Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Steve Schindler has the day off today. He'll give us an update tomorrow when he's back. And what he's got going, because he always has stuff going on.
He always has stuff going on, and he needs a day off. It's fine.
He works hard.
Yeah, we all need.
He works hard.
We all need days off sometimes.
You were going to give me the 2005 Husker baseball pitching staff?
Okay, so the question in the mailbag from Michael.
Michael.
In Hawaii, who
no,
I met.
Sorry, that was from Wyatt. That was Wyatt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wyatt. By the way, I should give voice to my meeting with Michael in Hawaii. I literally met the man. He introduced himself to me at the Polynesian Bowl. So, Michael, we appreciate you a lot. Wyatt asked an extraordinary question that you dodged for some reason, that you were completely just didn't handle. You got one now?
I have one for you.
Okay,
yeah.
So Wyatt, the question was, if you could trade any Nebraska student-athlete to another school for another student athlete, any sport, trade from any sport, get from any sport, who would it be? I said you trade Ty Robinson, God bless him, high value, for a ace pitcher from another school.
I'm going to say this guy has a lot of potential. He's had some injuries, but I'm going to trade Thomas Fedoni because I think Carter Nelson's got some stuff going.
Okay,
and Borkature's got some talent in Nebraska.
Okay.
It's a big loss. You trade him.
High value.
But I want a four guy. I want a post guy. I know you got Juwan Gary from Nebraska. You can play 3 and 4. I'm going basketball here, though. I'm going football for basketball. I don't know what school I'm going to.
I want a four. I'm very interested in this. Like points per game, rebounds per game, what are you looking at?
I'd say probably 8 points per game.
Oh, God.
Eight to nine.
You can get more for Fedoni than that.
I don't know if you can.
Okay.
10. Let's go 10. 15's too much. He's not an all-conference player at this point. Maybe he can be if he stays healthy and clicks with Dylan. But I'm going to say a 10-point power forward who can get some rebounds for you down low.
Nebraska
we need that.
Yeah, Fred,
that's my
that.
Trade.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, you handled it.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
So it took me a whole break to come up with that one.
You did it, though. You did it. It was a good question. what I was referring to in our conversation of why I said go get an ace type pitcher for that for Will's staff is because I still think of 2005 because that was the last Nebraska team that won a league tournament title. The league tournament, the Big Ten tournament, is now being played right now as we this week in Omaha. That's why that league tourney discussion cropped up. That team, by the way, this was the pitching staff in 2005 for Nebraska. This is what I was saying before the break, that you'll be going, whoa. That was the pitching. Yes. This was the pitching staff for a team that won 57 games. Johnny Dorn. These were the ERAs.
Okay. I want the ERAs. Good.
Johnny Dorn started 13 games. His ERA was 2.16.
It's very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Johnny. Zach.
Kroenke. Who was in the majors for a while.
Yes, he was. He was 7-2. Johnny, by the way, was 12-2. Zach was 7-2 with a 2.78 ERA.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, that's two starters below three, by the way, and one way below three, Johnny Dorn in ERA. Keep going.
Okay, so let's go with another guy who had an extended stay in the majors, Jabba Chamberlain.
Yes, he did.
He was part of that staff. 10-2 ERA, 2.81.
Three in a row below three ERA is ridiculous.
That's what I meant. Boom. Then their fourth starter, Brian Dunsing.
Time in the MLB with extended. The Twins. A lot of time with the Twins in the MLB.
Extended stay. Yeah. 3.00 ERA.
He's the fourth starter.
He was 8-0.
That's the fourth guy.
He was 8-0. He was
Did they have a fifth guy or not?
Well, I don't know.
They don't do a fifth guy in college baseball.
No, they didn't. They had Tony Watson.
But that's their fifth guy? Major League Baseball player.
Right. That's what I mean. That it's just sort of evolved into that discussion I always have in football where Nebraska, for people that haven't been around here very long, they don't understand the talent level Nebraska once had here in football. And then in this case, baseball, you've forgotten because it was a long time ago. It was 20 years ago. This was 20 years ago, these names.
And you said they went 57-15.
Yeah, they won 57 games. This was a long, but it's 20 years have gone by pretty fast, right?
They have.
It doesn't seem like when you say Jabba Chamberlain and Alex Gordon and Brian Dunsing, and it was 20 years ago.
I'm getting old, man.
I know.
I was at a lot of those games. I went to games in 05.
Absolutely. I
was in high school.
I remember it pretty well, that whole thing, you know. So they had Watson. Watson,
by the way. Starter.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had
weekday guy.
Yeah, 2.82 ERA.
That's the fifth guy.
He was 6-1. Yeah, amazing. That is an amazing team. Brett Jensen, you were right on this in the break. He had 16 saves. I'm sorry, he was their closer.
He was the closer.
Jensen was the closer with a 1.96 ERA.
Well, you couldn't hit that guy. I mean, he was electric, and he was very vocal out there.
Those were the days, and the guys that I work with fondly recall all these trips to Bricktown. We'd go to Bricktown and cover this team, and it was fun. Cover these teams, the Van Horn era, and then it bled into Mike Anderson a little bit. You know how much fun it was going down to Oklahoma City and covering a team that can win the league tournament? It was incredible.
Yeah, that team
fun.
Made the CWS. They could have won the whole thing, whole shebang.
Yeah, it was fun. Trust me when I tell you. Those games, those days, writing about those teams, it was like we were stealing money. Those were great dudes. They were awesomely talented. The teams were great. And you were at a beautiful ballpark, you know, in Oklahoma City.
You mentioned pitching. I mean, they could hit well. I mean, Gordon, you had. Was it Ledbetter on those teams?
Let's rip through it real quick here, if you don't mind. Alex Gordon hit .372 that year.
Okay. Was Jed Morris in that team or not? Was he before then?
Jed Morris was not on that
team.
Okay,
He was before that. That was 01, 02 guys.
So it was Daniel Bruce.
He was very good.
Yeah, Daniel Bruce hit .322. Alex hit .372. Okay. Curtis Ledbetter hit .319. Joe Simikitis was the shortstop. Excellent shortstop who hit .310. Brandon Fuselier hit .282. I remember Brandon because we called him Brandon Fuselage.
Why was that?
I'm a fuselage. Look it up. Okay. Ryan Worley. Jeff Christie was the catcher. They had Andy Gertz, who was a Lincoln Pius kid. Jake Opitz at second base. Those were the names. The pitching is what's...
I believe Gertz hit a big home run in the CWS.
It's possible. What was the team ERA? The team ERA that year for Nebraska, 2005, the last team that won a league tournament title, 2.69.
Come on. 2.69. Come on. In college baseball, where teams score like crazy.
2.69.
Pitching staffs, I mean, that's ridiculous. That is better times right there for Nebraska baseball.
I love it. I love doing that.
Well, that was fun to watch.
I love doing it.
You traveled to see some fun baseball.
There was one point in one of those years, I don't know that for sure it was 2005, but it might have been. I'll never forget it at the Journal Star. I was a columnist at the Lincoln Journal Star, and I wrote 9 straight days of baseball columns, which is...
And people read it because it was entertaining. It was big news.
I'll never forget it because it never would work like that even in football. Where you're right. First of all, you rarely would write a column 9 straight days. I mean, very rare. You know, columnists don't do that. In this case, they were rolling. There was high interest. And I'll never forget. I was like, this is the 9th straight day I'm writing a baseball column. And it was awesome. Loved it. I mean, I wish...
Make the summer fly.
Yeah, it did. Oh, my God,
Summer flies when the baseball team is that good.
And those times out at Haymarket were magic. It was magic. I mean, it was fun. It was beautiful. I'd watch the games from the opposing dugout. Right by the opposing dugout.
At one point this year, Nebraska was 20-5. We thought maybe, hey, we're going to have a season like that again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of faded. I mean, they're still going to make the tournament.
And last night was a hammer
blow. Last night, if you're just tuning in and missed out, Nebraska got walloped last night 15-2 by Ohio State. It was 11-0 before Nebraska batted in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Put that behind you quick.
You have to. Bad games happen. As we point out, they weren't giving up, you know, home runs and just having errors. It was just incredible where these hits were dropping. It was every time perfectly placed, sliced at the right field line, left field line, double.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Single. It was a bad, there were some walks involved, that was bad pitching, but no big hits.
Yeah,
walks. That was the first hit, the home run off the bat.
Yeah, as we covered in the first hour, walks have not been an issue with Will's staff at all, Rob Childress' staff at all. They were averaging 2.9 walks per 9 innings, which was, that led the Big Ten. And I mean, they were good. They're good that way. Just blew up at a bad night. I was interested in what Bill said in the first hour. I think he was serious. He might not go with Sears. Bill said you
today.
Yeah, you might not go with Brett Sears.
Well, if you're trying, let's talk that out. If you're trying to be the first team since 1995 to lose your first game but still win the conference tournament, which is in the Big Ten, has not happened since 1995 in the Big Ten. If Brett Sears goes today, listen, you're not having your best pitcher tomorrow.
Right.
But you got to get to tomorrow first. This is an elimination game. You play Purdue at 7 p.m.
Right.
You got to get to tomorrow first. Now, You can gamble again and put McConaughey or one of these other starters.
Yeah, it'd be McConaughey, probably.
But he's on less rest, too. He pitched after Sears on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going Sears. You got to win. You got to win.
I think you got to go Sears. You got to get that win. You can't go two and barbecue here.
No. Well, you can. That's the thing.
I mean, you can because you're in the dance, but that's a horrible way to go in the dance.
Yeah.
College baseball dance.
Yeah, and I am in with Bill on this, too, that if you have a chance to win a league title, any league title, you do it. It's a big deal. Winning the Big Ten is a big deal. So, I'm going with Sears. I'm going with my
Prior list. To the Big Ten tournament, I saw an update from, I think, D1Baseball.com did their projections. They had Nebraska in Stillwater against Oklahoma State.
Is that right?
And as
is
the
that
two,
right?
As the two seed.
Yeah, I've told Sean, if it's driving distance, you got to think about going. Stillwater's driving.
You remember
distance.
What happened there last time they played in Stillwater?
I was there.
In the 2021, 3 years ago?
Oh, no, I wasn't there.
Okay. I think it was 3 years ago. Four.
Okay, what happened?
A couple years ago. Maybe it was 5 years ago. Nebraska was up on Oklahoma State in an elimination game. They're going to knock them out.
Oh, yeah, I do remember this. I wasn't there.
And Nebraska had two outs in the ninth, and they gave up a three-run bomb. Colby Gomes gave up a three-run bomb that hit the scoreboard.
Yes,
like knocked out a part of the scoreboard.
Yeah, Chris Bassnett was there.
They won the game. Nebraska's got, it was over. It was done for Nebraska. They were trending towards going to the Super.
It was horrifying.
They just, with two outs tonight, just absolutely torched one to left field. Yeah. That was gone the second it was hit. And that was unfortunate for Nebraska. Not better times.
So that's the projection. Still, the projection
that was
still
prior won. To the Big Ten tournament, where they were saying Nebraska's a two seed in Stillwater against Oklahoma State.
That's, you just go to York and take a left, right? That's what you're
just
doing.
Just go south. Yeah. You just go south from York.
Just go to York and take a left. All right, let's get to some football projections.
Yes, so we've talked over the last couple weeks about different odds out there put up by Circus Sports and different projections. But once Joel Klatt had Nebraska 22nd in his rankings he had from Fox Sports 2 weeks ago.
How about that nationally?
And we see yesterday On3, which is what Husker Online's a part of, On3 in Nebraska, is 25th in their rankings. Also has them 5th out of 18 in the Big Ten power rankings. The point is this, Sip, is that we butted heads in the past about Nebraska and the underdog role, and if it's something you can embrace, well, guess what? You've missed seven straight bowl games. You're an underdog right now, but apparently you're not by these projections.
Oh.
7.5 wins is the odds, per Vegas. You're seeing everyone's putting them in the top 25. You're not sneaking up on anybody.
No, you're not
at all.
This is,
and you have a true freshman quarterback who's very good, but it's true. A true freshman quarterback.
I don't know what to make of all this sometimes. I'm looking at these, like you said, the post-spring portal power rankings. This is On3 via Jesse Simonton. I mean, look at this. Nebraska's ranked right after the big dogs.
Yes.
They're not a big dog.
They're not.
They're not. And what this points up is there's four big dogs in the Big Ten right now, then there's the pack. Well, Nebraska's leading the secondary pack. It's Ohio State number one, Oregon number two, Michigan number three, interestingly, ahead of Penn State number four. That's the big dogs, right?
So, we had gone through the other days the top five potential Big Ten championship matchups, and it was all these four teams. And who's fifth? Well, apparently it could be Nebraska.
How about that? I mean, ahead of Iowa.
And USC.
Ahead of USC. Ahead of Washington, which just played for it all.
They did.
Ahead of Wisconsin, which you never beat.
Nope.
Ahead of Michigan State. Ahead of Illinois. Ahead of Maryland, which is a program that's done surprisingly well of late. Ahead of Northwestern, which won 8 games last year. Ahead of UCLA, which has, it's tradition. UCLA, by the way, 15. In the post power, on three post spring portal power rankings, Minnesota 16, Minnesota
PJ,
16,
come on,
Purdue 17, Indiana 18, but Nebraska 5. Yeah, you're right. They're not sneaking up on anybody.
I read this and I seriously laughed. I said,
"What's going on?
I just want the year where you do better than you're supposed to do." Yeah. Nebraska could do that. They could win 10 games. Matt Rhule's had great second years wherever he's gone in college football. But Like you're not allowing that surprise to even happen.
It's different
because everyone's saying you're going to be good.
The second year conversation with Rhule is much different at Nebraska because Temple and Baylor, his first year at Baylor, I think was 2-10, and his first year at Temple was 1-11.
Right.
And his second year were 500 years.
Okay,
they were 6-6. Second year 6-7, I think, or.
Confirm this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I think what you'll find is at Temple, they were 1-11 and then got to 6-6. At Baylor, I think they were 2-10 and got to 6-7. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I'm going off memory. I think that's what happened. Temple.
Okay, Temple, yeah, 2-10, first year, 6-6.
Okay.
Second year.
Okay, Baylor.
10-4. Baylor, 1-11.
Okay.
And then 7-6, and right. Then 11-3, third year.
See, yeah, it's much different. This is the second year at Nebraska. They're not coming back from a 1-11, no. and we're not going to be happy with a 6 or 7-6. I don't think. I mean, these projections, yeah, this has gotten kind of crazy to me in a way. Wow. I mean, Nebraska's picked 5th ahead of all these teams. They're not sneaking up on anybody. I think this is largely a Dylan Raiola conversation. I think people expect a lot out of him. And then the spring game happened and he looked good, albeit against watered down defense in a game that was pretty well set up for him. But he looked good. He did. He looked good. In those circumstances, you'd have to say he made throws that caught your attention.
Well, it's Dylan's a huge part of this. It's also an upgraded receiving core in general. It's a defensive line that is up there as one of the best in the conference.
We'll see on that.
Could be. Potentially.
Right.
Potentially. Could be.
Well, and the defense was the 11th ranked defense in the country. Okay? So it's a lot about that. I mean, Nebraska was 11th in total defense. 7th in average yards allowed per play. You could say top 10 defense.
This all comes – the schedule and how on paper easy it is the first 7 games is why you're not allowed to sneak up on people this year.
Schedule.
Because you have potential. Your team was not bad last year. Just couldn't get out of its own way with turnovers again. And, you got a better quarterback, it appears, than you had last year. Reduced turnovers. Just don't hurt yourself as much. And maybe, you could see that big leap, possibly.
You would prefer – tell me if I'm wrong. You would prefer that Nebraska is about 10th.
9th or 10th.
And then they could
just
sneak up
and
on
I would just say on that, on the thing, the schedule is great. Prove it. Just prove it. Prove that it's actually something you can actually take advantage of.
Yeah, I played.
Yes.
A lot of this conversation is about schedule. And Nebraska's is very manageable.
So once again, On3 has Nebraska 25th in their updated rankings ahead of the year and 5th. Of 18 teams in the Big Ten Conference, ahead of USC, ahead of Iowa, ahead of Wisconsin. So much for being a sneak attack team.
You know, the team that I'm really I need to look into is Minnesota. Why are they so lowly regarded?
I kind of like what they have for their quarterback, the FCS leading passer from New Hampshire. I know New Hampshire's not the same competition, obviously, as you see in the Big Ten, but we saw Cameron Ward go from Incarnate Word, FCS program, have success at Washington State, now he's at Miami.
Yeah.
Now he's a stud at Incarnate Word and became a stud at the FBS level. So I'm optimistic about this quarterback they got.
Why is Minnesota projected so low? I watched their bowl game. I didn't think they were that bad. Now I don't know exactly what they have coming back. But they were, I mean, they were 5-7. I mean, I get it. They weren't good last year. But they got a bowl win. I thought they looked pretty good in that bowl. Pretty good, you know.
Good enough.
So what's the deal? And then I hear all that talk in the offseason that PJ was trying to get out of there.
Maybe this is why.
Well, it's NIL related, too. Well, they don't have a thriving NIL operation.
No, they don't. Last thing before break, First Rate Ag and Holder is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years. Give them a call at 308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com. Ask for Parker or Chris. And as always, mention the ticket. When we come back, Bill's Thrills. It is Them's Fighting Words Wednesday. What's bothering us today? What's What's on our minds?
Right, we have to come up with something here.
That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.